Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, yeah. How about that? You know that song?
Love it.
It's the Half Hour of Power, the best show, post show.
And tonight, it's a veritable who's who. Of course, AP Mike is here, the anchor.
Hi, everyone.
To his right, Pat Byrne.
Hey, Tom. Hey, everybody.
How's it going, Pat?
It's going okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Good. And next to him, Dudio, a.k.a. Jason Gore.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
It's fun. It's and good to be back in here.
Of course it is. And last, speaking of good to be back in here, last but certainly not least, Kristen. Kristen Cheeks. She always wants followers on Twitter.
I'm shameless. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So, all right. Which mic is Pat?
Sorry.
That's all right. Talk, Pat.
Hello.
I just figured it's four.
Great.
Okay. All right. You guys are sharing three?
Yeah.
All right. And here we go to the phones on the Half Hour of Power. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Kristen.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
To what do we owe the pleasure of your call?
Well, my name's Tom. I'm calling from Asheville, North Carolina, and I had a question for Dudio, but I also wanted to ask what AP Mike's vanity plate would be.
Well, go for the vanity plate first.
Vanity plate.
An AP Mike vanity plate.
Never a big fan of the vanity plate.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst one you can think of seeing?
A former brother-in-law had one. No luck.
No luck.
Yeah.
I was thinking headshot.
Headshot. Yeah, well, that might be a little too long. I don't know. AP Mike would fit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds dumb, but get the brand out there.
Yeah, I know. You've got to brand it, right?
Yeah.
AP Mike.
It's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
Branding.
You're all about branding.
Expanding the brand.
Yeah. The new brando. Yeah.
You can't see it, but he's wearing one of those NASCAR jackets, but it just says AP Mike different ways.
It's completely wrap around.
I got to get one of those trucker's hats. You gave me a good idea. Trucker hats.
Yeah.
I could probably sell AP Mike trucker hats. What do you think? Are they still going? People still into that?
I'd wear one.
You'd bring them back.
A trucker hat and a beer koozie.
Mike.
Combo.
You know what's amazing? The thing I'm realizing is that you could sell AP Mike anything, apparently.
Yeah.
You've sold hundreds of headshots.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you just sit there signing them every day, a different order?
Well,
orders come in?
I'm trying to, well, when I first put them up, it was going crazy. You know,
yeah,
and I was sending out like 45 at a clip, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
But now it's sort of slowed down, and I try to stay on it. Fulfillment
sure.
is important at AP Mike Industries.
No, you want people to know that they're guaranteed a quality product shipped to them in a timely manner.
Yeah, I mean I've had I can't say I've been perfect. It was, a couple people had issues, and I tried to get right onto the issue and make them happy.
Did you pretend it was customer service?
Yeah.
Hi.
I put my,
yeah. This is Mike from customer service.
Put my customer service hat on, yes. I did.
Also
I
nice.
Said, yes, I looked into the matter. I will look into the matter.
Yeah.
And I discovered an oversight.
Yeah.
And I said, I will get it out today.
Yeah.
One item came back. Apparently, he's got trouble with his mailman. Doesn't mm-hmm. the address was correct, But apparently his mailman doesn't like delivering, you know, larger packages to his mailbox, I guess.
So that came back.
That came back.
Yeah.
Had to resend it.
Sure. Well.
This is exciting news, right?
I never, yeah.
Deep inside. Deep inside.
It's a look inside. It's like a look behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
At AP Mike Industries.
Yeah, it's just starting out. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the beginning of a company.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Hundreds of headshots.
Out in the world.
Yeah.
And then I get the grimace every time they're posted on social media.
I love seeing them on social media.
No, I do too.
It makes my
day.
But,
you know, it's my face that I have problems with. It's just like I can't stand my face.
I can't look at myself either, Mike. I can't look at pictures of myself.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
What about mirrors? Do you, like, just turn your head away?
Can't do
it. Yeah, windows.
Pat, are you comfortable looking at your own image?
A lot of times, no. Sometimes it'll be a decent photo. I'll be like, okay, that's okay. But most of the time, the photos that people are like, isn't this great? Like, I'm like, oh my, that's what I look like? That's not.
Dudio.
I like looking at pictures of myself.
You do?
I do. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Kristen.
Uh-huh. Love it.
You love it?
Love it.
Really?
No.
No. Okay. So if you do
take a picture of yourself, you're like, ooh, that's a good picture.
Yeah, and then that's when I'm like really sharing it.
Okay.
If I've got a little bit of makeup on, a little bit of eyeliner, having a good day.
Sure.
Love it.
I can't.
Good angle
having
from
a good day.
From above.
Mm-hmm.
Good selfie.
How about the sound of your voice? Do you like the sound of your voice?
Oh yeah, I have no problems with that.
Okay. Dude, yeah, well, I don't
know. You know the answer here.
Yeah. Next, let's go over to Pat Byrne. Let's get Pat's answer.
I've become okay with it, but there was definitely a long time where I'm like, that's not what I sound like. Mm-hmm. This is the classic.
Pat, did you feel you had to overcome the WFMU style of
yes.
talking into a microphone, which is a very easy trap to fall into.
Easiest
for people
trap.
Who don't know.
Yeah.
When you start at WFMU, there's a certain kind of
cadence and
very simple way to talk, and it's very much like this. And I'm not even putting down people who talk that way.
No.
It's been going on there for decades.
Yeah.
And it's very influential, and it seeps into everybody when they start there. They take on that
right.
that rhythm to some degree, and then I think you have to work through it and find your own voice.
Sure. There's the guy version of it and the female version of
mm-hmm.
it.
And yes.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe the guy version of it, but
I guess like I mean and again, I'm putting zero judgment on this, but it's like somebody like Irwin has been such a huge influence
Absolutely.
At WFMU for decades.
Legend,
he was a legend, and he was the first person I heard when I heard WFMU.
Same.
And then that voice of his is so iconic there that you end up doing, everybody does some kind of cheap knockoff.
Yeah, I never realized that.
Yeah.
All those years I was there, I didn't know there was like a template.
Yeah.
And then people work through and find their own voice if they stick with it. But initially, it's hard. It's a hard thing to shake.
Sure. There's a couple of versions, but yeah, it's
really? Okay.
Yeah.
So is it like a beat? Like they try and get like so many syllables per utterance?
I just think
it's a relaxed tone.
Yes. Oh, it's a very relaxed
I see.
Presentation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like an NPR tone?
No, different
it's,
than that.
It's different, but it's, and again, I feel terrible as if we're critiquing
we're not,
it or something.
It's really interesting.
But it's a real thing, and it's just a stylistic thing that
it's something that we could notice. That's all.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mike, the sound of your voice?
I can't stand it.
You can't?
can't.
I like the sound of your voice.
Tonight, it doesn't sound bad, but lately my voice goes in and out. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very dry apartment. I think that affects my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I have like it sounds like I have a sore throat, but I don't, you know?
Yes.
So I don't know what's going on.
They had a question for Dudio.
Caller.
Hi.
You had a question for Dudio, apparently, according to Dudio.
Did I make that up?
You should see this guy right now. You'd think.
Chomping at the bit.
You'd think he was on a game show right now. Waiting. You'd think he was at the track watching his horse come in. The way he's waiting for your question. I've never been more tempted to hang up on somebody now, knowing how much it would upset him. But go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is, well, here in Asheville, there's a radio station that's popped up within the past couple of years that we're getting a couple of them, as I'm sure lots of people are, but it's pretty much like a playlist of, you know, automated songs, and then in between there's like some bumpers that are obviously pre-recorded, and they're like little station IDs or like funny comedic quips, and it's been a long time that I've heard this station, and then I finally realized that it sounds a lot like Duccio. And I know that you played the Sarsaparilla.
Oh, I didn't play Sarsaparilla.
No,
I'm not Sarsaparilla.
Well, I guess I said Tom played the clip.
What station is this in Asheville?
It's called The Brew.
The Brew, yeah.
Kristen's from Black Mountain, so we're down in that area quite a bit. I don't remember ever cutting anything for a station called The Brew, though.
You're listening to The Brew. What kind of music does The Brew play?
It plays everything, which is one of the things that I thought Duccio was saying in between the songs. We play everything.
We play everything.
Is that what it sounds like?
The Brew.
It sounds a lot like it. I thought about recording like clips on my phone, but I realized I would be calling on my phone, so it wouldn't help.
Well,
but
if you record it, shoot me an email. Send me that clip. I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Coming up this weekend, we'll storm the prison to free Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla. The march to free Sarsaparilla.
They also have the bear down there.
The bear.
The bear, which is a classic rock station.
And that's a South Jersey station as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, the bear.
That's a good, solid name.
Oh, no. That was your station.
That was my station.
I lied. It's not. It's modern.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Maybe it's the claw.
What's the claw? Where's the frog? On every
the station too.
Isn't there the rat too?
There's the rat. Right? Yeah,
the rat.
What's Jersey
the one,
Shore?
What's the one that you?
I like the buzzard.
I think it's the hawk. Actually, it's either the hawk or the claw.
I like the claw a lot.
The claw. Hey, it's Duccio. Welcome to the Claw. Coming up, we've got a 3 for Thursday with REO Speedwagon. We'll be riding the storm out with Kevin Cronin and the boys.
Kansas is playing behind him.
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike, Duccio, Kristen, and Pat Byrne.
Sheriff, who? Sheriff! Sheriff! Oh, who?
Well, hold on a minute.
Yeah, that's all you got?
Now, wait a minute. You want me to shut up?
Fool!
Oh, I'm a fool now.
Pity the fool, also.
And you pity me?
Awesome. Yep.
Wait, are you sure I'm the fool? It's not one of these
you
other...
You the fool, I pity.
I'm the fool you pity, not AP Mike.
No, Mike! AP Mike! Shut your trap.
He hasn't said anything.
Eventually he should.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. Well, what about Duccio?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool.
Thanks, Mr. T.
Oh, hey, Duccio! Shut your trap! Ha! I gotcha!
Maybe this would inspire callers. Just this is the time they get to do all their voices, you know.
Oh, I would love that.
I get to do all my voices.
Yeah, yeah.
What else do you got?
What's in the repertoire?
Well, I got Mr. T.
Yeah, we just
heard let's that. Hear that.
And Mr. T, I was on a team. Everybody knows me.
A team. You didn't realize there was a dash there? It's not a team. It's the A team.
No, it's a team. I was on a team.
You were on a team. A team called the A team.
No, no, no. Well, I don't know what it was called. I was just on it.
What other impressions do you have, buddy?
Charlie Manson.
Oh, brother.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Hey, Dennis.
So now I'm picturing...
He can't shift gears.
I'm picturing...
He can't do it. It's the
same. A black same Charlie voice. Manson with a giant mohawk.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you go. That's the image. So me, black Charlie Manson, mohawk, come up to Dennis Wilson's log cabin. Have a...
Yeah.
Half hour power. Mike really did not like that.
Yeah.
Half hour power. You're with AP, Mike, Dudio, Kristen, and Pat Byrne.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is a friend told me to call this number randomly.
Yeah, yeah. It's a call-in show. Where are you calling from?
Is this the best show?
It's not the best show. It's the post show for the best show.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
So what's your name again? San Francisco.
Siosh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on? What are you guys up to?
I don't know. Well, you tell us. You called here. Well, what are you doing in San Francisco tonight?
Not much. I was just sitting on my couch watching some Netflix, ate a burrito, just chilling.
That sounds like the most San Francisco thing I've ever heard. Eating a burrito, watching Netflix.
Yeah, totally.
Chilling.
Did you get it at Chipotle?
No, I didn't get it at Chipotle. That would be a crime.
Yeah.
Are they back open?
I don't want to die.
I just discovered them when things went bad for them.
Oh, stop. I don't want to die. Chipotle's awesome. How dare you?
This is where the burrito was invented, so I got it at a place
I
called
know,
Taqueria
Cancun. But that's all thing. Yes, of course you're not going to eat Chipotle in San Francisco. We don't live where the burrito was invented in New Jersey. So
what was invented in New Jersey that's like the staple food?
The light bulb?
Yeah, you know, recorded music, light bulb. We've done a few things. What did you make? Oh, a burrito? Oh, that's a fun invention.
What has brought more happiness to the world, a burrito or a light bulb?
Recorded music and the light bulb, I would say. I
movies? Think
perhaps.
Yeah, might be.
Not if you're going hungry.
Yeah, well, you know what a burrito is? It's just stuff in a more handy form. It's you didn't invent the ingredients of the burrito. All it
is
just a means of distribution of... Yes. Yeah.
Someone else would have done it eventually down the road.
Yeah. All you did was seal up a taco. That's not that impressive.
I mean, who put wheels on the luggage... cases that you see at the airport. That wasn't invented until 1988.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I don't know how that ties into the burrito, but...
Sometimes genius comes in less than exciting forms, I think.
Look, you're not going to get me to put a burrito down. I love burritos. But I also love things in New Jersey. You know what you can't get in San Francisco? That garbage you call pizza there.
That's true.
Yeah,
so
when you're going, man,
you
hand.
Right now, is that why there's a post show?
We have pizza here like nobody's business. You throw a rock, you hit a pizza place that would crush your best pizza place. Our pizza place here, it would be the fifth place you'd eat at on a block. You'd go to four other ones before you go to that one on a block in any town.
That's
that beats
true.
Your best. And I love San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just not a pizza. It's just not a pizza town.
I love the Fisherman's Wharf, right? You like the Wharf, right?
Yeah. It's close. I haven't been there in a few years, but...
The arcade. Do you go to the arcade down there?
I haven't yet.
It's fun. You ever see the sea lions?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bushman?
Bushman?
Yeah, this guy used to hide behind a bush and scare tourists, and they'd give him money.
No, I don't remember Bushman.
He was a character, and then he died, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
wrong, scare the wrong tourist.
No longer a character.
Somebody pulled a knife on him?
Yeah. Yeah, wrong person jumped out.
Yeah, well.
Quite a knife.
Well,
quite a knife.
Someone was actually behind him.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
So he scared Bushman?
Yeah. Someone was just behind him the whole time.
Well, look, thank you for calling. I'm glad you called and listened to your friend.
Yeah, this was fun.
Have a great night. Mike?
Yeah.
Burritos. You like burritos, right?
Yeah, I like burritos, but I have to say, you know, I tried Chipotle. Somebody gave me a gift card for Chipotle that sat in my wallet for years because there wasn't one.
What?
Because there wasn't one in Bayonne. There wasn't really any in any of the places I go to. And then finally they opened one up down by my father's place.
Let me see if I can guess.
I went to it.
You don't like the lemony rice. You don't like the fact the rice has a little hint of rice?
Oh, no, no. That wasn't a problem. But I would say that I quickly switched over from the burrito to the bowl.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with the bowl.
It kind of simplifies things, doesn't it?
Yeah. I like the bowl.
You don't have to worry about, you know, holding it together, you know, the mess. The bowl's right there. You just chow down.
I've never done the bowl.
You never did the bowl?
No.
You should do the bowl.
I recommend the bowl.
I always just go for it.
Yeah.
The bowl's awesome. Well, look, Pat, you don't have to worry about all the stuff of holding it the way Mike just explained it. All that worry, it was like an infomercial for a problem that doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, right. He's in black and white.
Are you tired? Aren't you tired of burritos falling apart in your hand?
Kristen, burritos?
Pro or anti? I love a burrito. Pro.
Yes. Dudio.
I don't get a bowl, though. I get a burrito or a salad.
Walk me through your order at Chipotle. Kristen.
Okay.
I'll be the welcome to Chipotle.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Okay, I'm going to get a salad.
Okay. Is this a bowl?
No.
It's for here to go.
For here.
Okay. Cut to the machine exploding. Flames.
White rice or brown rice?
I'm going to get white rice. I like that limey rice.
What beans? Black beans.
And the chicken.
And the chicken.
Tomatoes.
Well, we're not there yet.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry, I got real crazy.
Would you like vegetables with that?
Salad.
No, they have the mixed vegetables.
No, I don't like the peppers. Okay. Or, like,
then
onions.
You slide it down to the next person says.
Okay.
Mild, medium, or hot?
Medium.
Medium. lettuce? Tomato?
It's lettuce, yes.
Lettuce? Corn?
No corn, tomato.
Sour cream, guacamole?
No sour cream, no guac, cheese.
Okay.
They always have to point out that the guac cost extra, which I hate. Like, I want to beat them to it every time.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay extra for that guac. I'm not going
to
pay extra.
I always just say.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yeah, throw in the guac. I act like
that's like a rich person's game. I feel like that's someone who's wheeling in, dealing.
Yeah.
You can walk in and get guacamole whenever you want. No, that's extra.
It's
how much? A dollar?
Dollar and change.
A dollar for that? Come on.
The Chipotle guacamole is good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It is.
Dudio, you're at Chipotle. Welcome to Chipotle. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to get a burrito with white rice, black beans.
Hold on, sir.
Sorry,
sir. Please.
Sorry. Okay.
Is that for here or to go?
It's going to be to go.
Okay. To go.
Yeah.
Burrito. White rice or brown rice?
White rice.
Okay.
Black beans?
Black beans. Okay. Cool. Would you like some peppers?
No, I'm good. No? Thanks.
Okay. And what meat?
Half steak, half chicken.
Mm. Interesting. Really stretching our resources to the...
Out ordering all of us.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do the half.
You can, and you get more meat.
Wow.
Mild, okay. Medium, or hot? Mild, tricks. Medium, or hot?
I'm going to do a little bit of hot and a little bit of corn.
Okay. sour cream,
yes,
lettuce,
yep,
guacamole.
Yeah, go ahead and throw it
The guacamole is extra.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm rich.
Okay. All right, you're covered. Pat, welcome to Chipotle.
One regular burrito, please.
Is this for here to go, sir?
Well, it really doesn't matter because you're going to wrap it and put it in a bag either way. You either put it on a tray or you don't, right?
It's a good
you
point.
You are the customer that Chipotle hates. They hate you already.
They do put it in that aluminum foil. Yeah,
the person presses the button.
Several
silent alarm.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you taking
suddenly,
me?
Suddenly, you're in the back room. Now you see where they, you see all the knives that they cut that chicken up with right in front of you. Suddenly, it's like the Casino. You're in the back. You're in the counting room in Casino.
They've got a sick person back there. They have them sneeze on them.
They got a hammer. They smash your hand with a hammer.
Sneeze into his salsa.
All right, Mike. Welcome to Chipotle.
I'm going to have a bowl.
Is that for here to go?
For here.
For here?
Yeah.
Okay. White rice or brown rice?
Brown rice.
Brown rice. See?
Keeping it healthy.
Mike gets it. Mike gets it.
That's why I haven't tasted that lemony rice yet.
Black beans or pinto?
I like pinto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meat? Would you like?
Yeah, I generally go for chicken, I would say.
Okay.
Chicken.
Chicken.
I'm going to try this half and half thing next time.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Mild, medium, or hot?
Hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
Lettuce, sour cream?
Yes. Not too much sour cream.
Lettuce, tomato, sour cream?
I really throw it on anyway.
Okay. Guacamole?
Nah, I pass on the guac.
Okay. Would you like a Nantucket nectar from her?
You know, I did fall for whatever that expensive drink is behind the counter because I didn't see the soda fountain.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you got over there, you know? And I got some sort of, blackberry thing. I don't know what it was. Was it, I think, $5 for that soda?
if I had made it further in my order, I would have asked for a courtesy cup of water, which I would have only just filled with iced tea and lemonade. Yeah.
But you got your hand smashed. Now you never hold a burrito. You'll never pick up a burrito. You'll switch to the bowl because you got your hand. They took a hammer. They smashed your hand on the counter. Welcome to the Half Hour Power.
Hey, how's it going, Tom? It's James from Brooklyn.
James, you're here with Dudio, AP Mike, Kristen, and Pat Byrne.
It's an honor. I'm sorry I missed the rest of the show tonight. Love your guys' work, but I do have like a random question for you.
What do you got?
So if you had a kid, like what music would you want to expose your kid to?
Oh, I don't care.
Do you have, that's not like something that you would be worried about, like, I got to get the right thing for my kid?
No, I think you're guaranteeing your kid's going to push back with something else then.
Yeah. Let them just look at what you have and ask about things. I think one of my nieces, my niece and nephew are getting a hard sell on Springsteen, and I have a feeling, you know, they're getting turned against him more than anything else.
Yeah, they're giving up on it. They don't want it.
Yeah.
Well, how about you, bro?
Do you try the reverse psychology on them then, or?
No, I don't. I don't enter that arena with my niece and nephew. I don't want to be like pushing stuff on them, you know. Although they're getting old enough for like books and music, I generally just find out what they're interested in and go with that rather than push things on them.
How about you, Cole? Yeah. What would you do? Do you have a kid?
No, I don't. I don't know if I could deal with one. I feel like part of me feels like I need a kid. Part of me is like I'm too selfish to have one. Mm-hmm. It's a whole, maybe it's because I think about questions like, what would my kid need to be exposed to in terms of music? I don't know.
Yeah, look, don't beat yourself up on that stuff. I think you get a kid, you find the balance.
That's good advice.
Thanks, bro.
That is so nice. Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
You always have some sort of interesting story or news item, something you've been thinking about.
Yeah, the story about the Bushman brought up something that there was a story this week. I don't know if you guys saw it. It got a lot of attention. That sneaker deal that went wrong. Did you hear that story?
No.
A guy put up some very expensive Jordan, Air Jordans or whatever, okay, on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And he was going to make a transaction with the person for, $190 for the sneakers or something like that. It was a deal that they were going to have go down. And instead, the guy robbed him. You know, he grabbed his sneakers and started to run.
Mm-hmm.
And, what he failed to realize was the guy was still in his car. And he could use the car as a weapon on this guy. Ugh. And he basically sort of plowed into him, plowed him into a fence. The thief lost the lower half of his arm.
Ugh.
Yeah, he but here's the amazing part of it. He started running away without his arm. And they eventually caught up with him he tried to get on a bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're flagging a bus down, and a bus driver did object to, he drew the line. He wouldn't let this guy on with a half a bleeding arm. But he made it home, and where he passed out, and that's where they eventually caught him, you know. But it's not every day you see a guy running around with half his arm.
No.
Yeah.
And Air Jordans.
I think the sneakers didn't make it either. Yeah, they were sitting in the grass next to his arm.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a photo in the Daily News.
The arm?
Yeah, the arm.
Of the arm and shoes?
The arm and the sneakers.
Wow.
The yeah. It's a wild world out there, Tom.
Yeah.
Every day there's something new.
Every
day.
Were they
still in his hand?
I didn't see that. It wasn't a very clear picture of the arm, but it was just sort of like you saw the grass, a sneaker.
Because I wonder if he knocked into the arm that was holding the shoes, or if he just dropped them. Because that's aggressive.
That's a good point. I don't know if they said if he got away with one sneaker, because it was just one sneaker in the picture.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
You know who would know, Mike?
Yeah.
Nightcrawler. Right?
Yeah. He would have been all over that story. Well, I think this happened in the middle of the day,
yeah,
believe it or not.
He'd be asleep then. Nightcrawler would miss that one.
He would have missed that one.
Yeah.
And the guy who ran his car into the guy, he's all up in arms that, you know, hey, it's not my fault,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I ran into him. He shouldn't have stole those sneakers, you know.
Yeah,
and he came to the court. They had a picture the next day. He had like an entourage that was blocking the media from their friend.
Uh huh.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting, you know, having a little entourage to block off whenever I get in trouble, you know. Not too many people can do that. Yeah,
we would do that for you.
would you be my entourage? Yeah, okay, that's good, yeah.
Mike, you can take this to the bank. When you're going to court,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying if, I'm saying when.
Yeah, no, I almost feel that way myself. Things are not going well for me. I'm in a general decline.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, just in general, it's just...
Really?
It's the worst, yeah.
I feel that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a general decline. That's a good way of putting it.
Mm.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
What if we inspire each other?
Yeah.
To get out of this malaise.
That's a good idea.
I really do feel, and I'm not going to keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've got stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And your writing on the web was great,
mm-hmm,
when you were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the next chapter for you.
Yeah, I've got an essay. You know, people have said that. And so, yeah, I've got an idea for an essay. I'm going to try and write that. And I don't know where I'll put it. But, you know, it's based on some of the stories I've told already, mm-hmm, that people. And I think I could. You know, it would be sort of in the vein of David Sedaris, you know.
Sure.
Kind of humorous little, you know, personal stories, that, mm-hmm, type of thing.
Well, there's people who listen to this show who work at mm-hmm. places, and they should mm-hmm. hit you up if they want to read this thing or ask you about it.
Yeah.
All we can do, Mike, is be here for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we can do.
Now, this is the highlight of my week. This is it. You know, this is, if I didn't have this, it would be really bad.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know what that's like. Yeah. It's the highlight of my week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, what's the highlight of your week? Your show is a highlight, I'm sure, on Saturday nights. Prove It All Night.
This is a great one, and but no, the highlight of my week is 12:01 when my show is over on Saturday or Sunday morning, and I have it behind me, and I'm like, I don't have to think about anything for 3 days or whatever.
Jason, what's the highlight of your week?
Well, this is definitely one of them. It's a big one. I guess, you know, performing at UCB mm-hmm. is a big highlight of... That's like a once-a-month thing, so this is really a highlight of the week.
Okay. Kristen, what's the highlight of your week?
I would say performing at UCB. Last night was Mod, and that's like a great thing.
And how was that?
Just being there. It was really good.
I'm
very proud of that show. It was a good show.
Good.
Mama's Gotta Go.
And so people should know... Monday nights at UCB in New York City.
Yeah, that's Mod Night, Sketch Night, 9:30. You're probably going to hit on either me or Jason because we're different weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good...
That's great.
Pretty good gamble.
Yeah. And you, what is it you're writing with?
I write for Mama's Gotta Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jason performs with
Monaco.
With Monaco.
We have very similar names that we did not... come up with. Yeah. Also, I think honestly the highlight of my week is just hanging with Hans.
Your dog.
I was going to say.
Me so happy.
The dog, is a big one for me too.
Get a pet.
You should.
Yeah.
Love it. Just like hanging out.
Yeah.
And like staring at him and just like
Falcon.
Couch
hanging.
You
should get a bird.
You should get a falcon, Mike.
You should get a falcon.
You could be
let him out the window in the morning. Stick my arm out at in the afternoon. He'll come back.
Just bring it here.
Stick him on Captain Bayonne.
Ooh, yeah.
He's jogging through Bayonne. Suddenly a falcon flies through the air.
Yeah. I still see that guy around town, boy.
Captain
and
Bayonne.
It burns me up.
The
you know?
Physical fitness superhero. Yeah.
You get a key to the city after that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I ever told you. You know, one time, actually, this happened twice.
Uh-huh.
He picks the corner. You know, like I'll go up the block to my dry cleaners,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I sort of was going at you know same time, and I ran into him twice. Ran into him twice, and he doesn't just run.
Uh-huh.
He decides that like on my corner, he's gonna lay down on the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
put his legs. Behind his head, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Like what he's doing, is that a yoga position I'm not familiar with? I mean, it looks obscene, what he's doing, what he's trying to do, anyway. Can you get in the picture, Tom? I mean,
I think we all got the picture.
His balls are akimbo. You know, I'm like, what is he doing?
We've reached the catchphrase portion of the half hour of power.
Yeah, so
I just wanted to go about town without seeing stuff like that, you know? And there it is, you know? And I saw that display twice.
Yeah.
So it's like my corner is where he does this. So I don't know if he's trying to impress a lady.
Uh-huh. What is his deal? What if you, Mike, you buy a fun pack. For people who don't know, it's three skin mags, shrink wrapped.
Budget skin mag.
It's three budget skin mags, shrink wrapped. The middle one is clearly, because you can't see what it is from the shrink wrap. You open the thing, and then the middle one has Captain Bayonne on the cover.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past him, you know? I think he's...
I love how you're portraying him as this pervert about town. And just... He's thinking of himself as a physical fitness enthusiast.
They had a comedy night at the local Masonic Lodge, and he was part of the festivities. Oh boy, you know, this guy is just. He's like a shooting star, you know?
Please tell me the next time that happens, because I will come down and we will go.
I actually know somebody in the lodge. He can get us into the bar and stuff, yeah.
So,
have you guys ever drank at a Masonic lodge?
I never have, and I want to.
The only thing, you know, this guy was explaining it to me.
I have it, the one in Brooklyn.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like a hip? Masonic
Lodge?
Well,
that's the one where, isn't that where Big Star played its final?
Oh, really? So, oh,
I remember hanging out
you're right. Yeah.
That was the night I met Kurt Vile.
Wow, okay. Well, that must be a pretty hip one.
That was cool, yeah. So, Captain Bayonne.
Thumbs down, still.
Thumbs down. But in all seriousness, write your stuff.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. You've got a voice.
All right.
Agreed.
We are on your side. We're here. Yeah. We've got your back.
Okay.
You want your entourage? It's right here, right now, Mike.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right. Yeah. No. I had this idea for this at least one essay to get it going.
You should just knock it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half Hour Power, you're on real quick.
All right. Have you heard the Stephen Jones interview with Anthony Kiedis?
No.
So basically, it's Anthony Kiedis admitting that David Bowie would not produce any Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and I heard that. I heard they asked him every time they made an album, they asked David Bowie to produce it, and he said no every single time.
It was like 8 times, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which means that David Bowie hated the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And Brian Eno.
Yeah. Brian Eno always turned him. What do they think they're going to get from Brian Eno with that meathead music? Thanks for the call, buddy. We got to go. All right, guys. The Half Hour Power is winding down. Who's got what going on? Sundays, you can go to Masses in Bayonne, Masses Tavern.
I want to plug, I did another special with Brett Davis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Last week. I don't think it's up yet on YouTube, but it'll probably be going up soon. I actually had a hand in the concept for this particular show.
I suggested
to Brett the idea of an hour-long standoff, a Mexican standoff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then him and his crew sort of took it and ran with it. It was great, you know? What they do there, I mean, it's really high wire act, you know, where they just come in and they just start bashing it out. And literally the show is the first dress rehearsal, really.
Yeah.
You know? And, but it's kind of exciting when, you know, you have little moments and, you know, I felt somewhat comfortable
awesome.
In the group.
I heard it was great. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah. It came out
That's
pretty
awesome.
Well.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that'll be up any day now, I'm
I think
sure.
so, yeah.
Okay. And then if you're in Bayonne on a Sunday,
yeah,
go to Mass's Tavern and you can see Mike on the early side of the day.
Yes.
Pat?
The next live Prove It All Night is on the 27th of February with Aparna Nancherla, Dan Chamberlain, and music from My Teenage Stride.
Okay.
And the last Prove It All Night just went up on Vimeo/WFMU, and it's a good one.
Cool. And Partha's really funny. She's
Thanks.
Great.
Yeah, she's...
So that'll be a good show.
Oh, yeah, she was on last year, too. So
yeah?
She's a returning guest.
Cool. And Dan Chamberlain's awesome.
Dan is really funny,
Love Dan.
Too.
So cool.
Jason Gore.
Yeah.
Monday nights. Alternating Monday nights.
It's one night a month. What is it? Okay. Are we the second Monday?
Yeah, second Monday.
So every second Monday at 9:30 at UCB Chelsea.
Okay.
It's Monaco. Mm-hmm. We perform at UCB Mon Night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bridge and Tunnel, we've got a new Get Real coming up at the Pit on March 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, March 5th. Casey St. Ong is our guest.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. She's awesome.
So at 9:30. So
great. Kristen Bartlett.
Same as Jason. Same stuff.
Well, you can say it.
The next Virgin Channel is March 5th. Mod night every third Monday. Jason and I are both gonna be at the OSFUG character showcase on Saturday night.
So okay.
Tomorrow night when this comes out.
Tomorrow night.
Yes. Awesome. Everybody's got a full schedule. thanks for listening to the Half Hour Power. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye. Bye.